Hello everyone, welcome. This is Nick for your weekly recap of our Coaching 101 classes here at International Coach Academy and Coach Campus. We had students from Portugal, the US, Canada, Shanghai, Malaysia, and Trinidad in our classes this week. Very, very global. The conversation in one of our classes turned to kind of your past experiences. And the question was, do I need to have a specific background to be a successful coach? Our student body here at International Coach Academy is very diverse. We have over 90 countries represented in our student body. So as you can imagine, there is a wide diversity of backgrounds and experiences. We have some who come from executive backgrounds, come from HR, come from owning their own business. And we also have other types of students who may be coming to coaching after being retired for a while, or maybe they were a stay-at-home parent for the last 15 years or so. We also have a number of younger people coming in to coaching in their 20s. Maybe this is their very first profession, their first kind of step into the professional world. So it runs the gamut as far as background experiences. Now let's say if you do have a background that was maybe in leadership, where maybe you were an executive. Absolutely, you can take that experience and build your coaching practice around it. You know, maybe you have a background where you were a teacher and you want to have a bit of a teaching component to your coaching as well. Whatever your background is, it's going to be your unique calling card. So your uniqueness, who you are as an individual, is a culmination of more than just what you've been doing as your career path up until coaching. It's also who you are as an individual. So when coaches are looking at trying to define themselves in their niche or their coaching speciality, I have them look at three different areas. One, your background. What have you been doing up until now? Even if you are looking at making a break from what you're doing. Maybe you no longer want to be in HR. Still, don't abandon everything that you've learned and accumulated as an experience, because that can still feed into your coaching. So your background is number one. Number two is to look at what are you passionate about? What are you interested in? You know, I think often in life we kind of pass over who we are as an individual to get the job done. You know, what does our boss want from us, or what is required of this position? In coaching, the number one requirement is to be yourself. Be you. Uniquely you. So if you can, you know, look at what your interests are, your passions, your hobbies, if you can take that and make it part of your coaching, you know, creativity is a big part of coaching. So if you're a really creative individual and like to tell stories, like to create artwork, incorporate that into your coaching. It can be part of the tools, or maybe even the full model of your coaching as a whole. Number three, and probably the most important part, is to test it out. Test out different types of clients. A good example of this is maybe you were thinking of going into more of a spiritual coaching practice and never thought that a business coaching client would be within your wheelhouse. Test it out. You'll be very surprised in what you find about yourself and all the possibilities for you to use your experience, your interests, and the different types of clients that are available to you. Now, other questions that were asked in our Coaching 101 classes this week focused on looking at coaching versus other professions. So we talked a lot about coaching versus mental health and the differences that lie between them. Also, coaching versus mentoring and coaching versus consulting. If you want to learn more about these questions or about how your own past experience or interests can help you in your own coaching development, come along to one of next week's Coaching 101 classes. Go to the calendar and find a time option that works best for you. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.